Deep Change, Part 5. Deep Grace. Listen to this devotional browse series. Introduction feature. Deep Change, Deep Destiny, Deep Purpose, Deep Grace, Deep Awareness, Deep Transparency, Deep Spirituality. Getting prepared, select your Bible translation. This should be one you easily understand, but is also accurate. If you select the message or voice, it would be wise to use the NIV or NAS, ESV to confirm accuracy. Additionally, read in whatever format is easiest for you to comprehend as much as possible, DVD, audio, digital, print, or have someone read to you. Select your journal. Make this fun. Find one that combines writing space with an opportunity to create or paste visuals. Select your pen. Multiple colors add clarity and vibrancy to your study. Select your music device. You can use any digital device or music service. If you don't have access to one of these, borrow one from a friend, or visit a local spot, where you can engage in deep reflection while enjoying their soundtrack or radio station. Create your spiritual advisory circle, a combination of 3 to 6 family or friends who you trust to help you change. See stage number 4 in Deep Change. Your progress toward change is greatly enhanced when you share your daily journey with others, understanding the theme. I became a servant of this gospel by the gift of God's grace given me through the working of His power. 8. Although I am less than the least of all the Lord's people, this grace was given me, to preach to the Gentiles the boundless riches of Christ, 9, and to make plain to everyone the administration of this mystery, which for ages past was kept hidden in God, who created all things. Ephesians chapter 3 verses 7-9 NIV. Deep grace is the theme for today. Deepen your understanding of God's grace. You will want to reflect on the difference between deep and superficial grace. Do these two concepts even exist? Are there levels of grace? Do we accept grace, respond to it, or both? What might be the connection between this contemplation in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, which refers to the riches of God's grace? Daily reading. Read Ephesians chapter 3 at a moderate to slow pace. Read it again, but this time underline or circle words that help you see and understand the depth of God's grace. Consider all the ways God is gracious to us, and how He wants us to think about and respond to His grace. Consider how His grace changed the Apostle Paul's life in particular, and how this grace expressed through his life affected both the church and world. 3 big questions. What 5 to 7 ways can you see God has been gracious in your life? Do you believe there are many types of grace or just one? Explain your answer, and if you think there are many types, list them in your answer. What should we do with God's grace? Do we accept it, respond to it, take advantage of it, or maybe all of the above? 1 big paragraph, 1 big prayer. Prayer is a time when we listen to God and wrestle with important biblical concepts. Prayer is essential for us to gain a full and accurate understanding of God's will. Today your goal will be to walk away with an understanding of deep grace, and if possible, allow it transform your life as radically as it did Paul's. Writing a concise and clear paragraph about what you have learned will give your prayer greater clarity and power. Develop your soundtrack. After your prayer, spend a few minutes selecting an additional song for your spiritual soundtrack. This song should explain something of how you have felt during this quiet time. This soundtrack will provide background sound, so even when you are in the midst of a number of people, or a significant amount of noise, you can allow your mind and heart to enter deep reflection. Create your visuals. Select, draw, or take a picture so you can place it in your journal. Your goal with this visual is to be able to take one look at the picture, and remember exactly what you learned, how you felt, and what you were thinking today. Share your discovery. Share whatever lessons you have learned today with your spiritual advisory circle. It doesn't matter whether your thoughts are positive, negative, or neutral. The key is knowing you discovered something about God and yourself today, which will ultimately draw you closer to Him. If you share it with other people, then you will grow closer to them as well. Go to part 6. Deep awareness.